It's Friday. Time to check in with Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays about the week's business news. B Street Theater is getting closer to opening its new location in Midtown Sacramento. And now we know which restaurant will open at the complex, a fast casual eatery from Chico. It'll be the building's restaurant tenant. But Sonia, this business, they're not just known for food, right?
That's right. The business is called Tea Bar and Fusion Cafe. And as its name suggests, it has an extensive tea menu. We're talking about hundreds of tea beverages, sparkling tea drinks, latte tea drinks, frozen sorbet beverages, and more. And if you want traditional hot tea, you can get that too.
Does this mean tea could dethrone coffee as Midtown's beverage of choice?
Well, I wouldn't go that far yet, but it is worth noting that some sources listed tea among the possible food and drink trends for 2018. In fact, a publication called Supermarket News suggested that even the flavor of good old Earl Grey tea could have a moment this year. And with more than 40 varieties of organic artisan teas, this new business in Midtown will be ready for anyone who wants to jump on the tea trend.
And what's the food menu like at this place?
You can expect mainly bowls and wraps. Other options include hummus and everyone's new favorite, avocado toast.
When will it open?
Well, it's looking to potentially open in May or June. It says it will have an energetic atmosphere, not your average tame tea parlor. And naturally, it will open after the main theater complex debuts. B Street plans to debut its new complex called the Sophia later this month. The new venue isn't too far away from B Street's previous site.
Okay, now that we've covered tea, let's talk about another popular beverage, beer. What's new on the local beer scene?
Well, I have good news to report. Two anticipated new tap houses are now open. Sac City Brews is ready for customers in Tahoe Park, and Sac Yard Community Tap House opened its doors in East Sacramento. Now, both of these places are designed as community gathering places with a family-friendly vibe. These new businesses don't brew beer, but instead they serve beers from several existing brewers.
It really seems like these tap houses are popping up all over the place. What does that mean for the local brewery boom?
Yeah, we are seeing a lot of these tap houses, but new breweries, of course, are still opening. I just visited one of the newest additions to the local beer scene, which is Stash Brewing in Garden Valley. This new brewing company, which is near Coloma in El Dorado County, began the soft opening of its tasting area this month. Its location shows that breweries continue to open in places other than Midtown Sacramento. And February is already shaping up to be a big month for beer. We know that at least two new breweries are scheduled to open that month, Redbus Brewing Company in Folsom and Moxa Brewing Company in Rockland. So don't expect tap houses to replace breweries anytime soon, but the beer industry is obviously changing.
Okay, we've covered tea, we've covered beer, now it's on to wine. Thousands of people were in Sacramento this week for the Unified Wine and Grape Symposium, where they talked about trends in the wine industry.
Yeah, that's right. It seems as though the wine industry is currently doing well, but it might see some changes in the way that it operates in the future. One of those changes is something that you and I talk about a lot, online shopping. Now, this doesn't only affect clothing retailers. People are buying groceries online, too, and that affects the wine industry because a lot of wine purchases in stores are impulse buys. Now, that's a different dynamic when you're shopping for groceries and other household items online. So it'll be interesting to see how that trend and many others play out.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.